Time. Last week we looked at the fullness of time, and we were in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 10, where it says that of the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And we talked about the dispensation being a time period. And the time period of the Jews was ending, and the time of the Gentiles was beginning, okay? The Mosaic law was put to rest while the Gentiles are being reached now by Jesus Christ, okay? And in the dispensation of the time, or the times of the Gentiles, tonight we want to talk about the latter times, or we're in the last days according to God's word. And tonight we're going to focus on 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. And the word of God says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Amen. So we have the Spirit two places in there. The capital Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the spirit, the little spirit, which is the spirit of darkness that is always trying to sow darkness in this world. Remember again, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So tonight as we're looking at this, the Spirit is speaking. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit is speaking. The Spirit. Now, when we're looking at the Spirit that's speaking, remember also, which Spirit are you listening to? Are you listening to the Spirit of God, or are you listening to the spirit of this world? Are you listening to the big S or the little S? Amen? So the Spirit is, God gave us the Spirit to instruct us. The Spirit speaking expressly. But it's important for when the Spirit is speaking expressly that we're listening, that we're hearing, and we recognize that everything aligns with God's word. So first he says to instruct, and if you go back to Nehemiah chapter 9, we're back in the Mosaic law. We're talking about the fullness, but it was a foreshadow of what was to come. Okay? And we're talking about the Spirit of God, the Spirit in us. But in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 19, it says, Yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness, the pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of the fire by night to show them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. And we find that in this dispensation of times, the Jews, because of the rebellious hearts, they didn't get to enter into the promise, okay? And they'll have to go through a time. But just as the Jews were given the Spirit to lead them, the fire by night and the cloud by day, God's given you and I the Spirit of God to lead you and I, amen? And just like they provoked God to anger because they would not obey, We want to watch in our period, because our period is just about over. So he says to us in his word, he's given us the Spirit to inform us. And in John chapter 14, John 14, John 14, verse 26. Jesus said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So just as they were given the Spirit, we have the Spirit, we have the teacher, the Holy Ghost, the helper, the advocate, the friend. So as the Spirit speaking, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, the Bible says he shall quicken your mortal spirit by the Spirit that dwells in you. In other words, the Spirit we're listening to is the inner Spirit that always aligns with the Word of God. It never goes outside of the Word of God. So if somebody comes and brings a new doctrine or a new word, if it doesn't align with God's word, don't receive it or don't believe it. Amen? He gives us the Spirit of God to instill God's word in us. And in 1 John chapter 2, 1 John 2, he says, these things have, verse 26, he says, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. What do we say? Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, right? So he says in verse number 27, but the anointing or the Holy Spirit, which you have received of him, abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing teacheth you all things in his truth, and is no lie. And even as it is taught you, you shall abide in him. So first we have the Spirit that speaks expressly to instruct us, to inform us, and to instill God's truth within us. Amen. Secondly, he says, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. Depart from the faith, I have the separation. How are they separated? By deception, the deception. The devil is the deceiver, amen? And so in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2 Timothy 4, the Word of God says in verse 3, it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Now, what he is saying here is the truth. They don't want the truth. They're standing and believing in a word that just makes them feel good. It feeds their flesh, and it doesn't feed their spirit. Amen? It's a feel-good society, amen? And the thing about it is, if we're feeding our flesh, most of the time we're feeding our flesh, we're sinning against God, amen? So what he is telling us that we need to be weary of them, and Hebrews 3:12, we find that the departing, he says, they shall, in the latter times, they shall depart from the faith. They shall depart. That means they separate themselves. They come to a place where they don't think that they need the Word of God anymore. They don't think they need the church anymore. They don't think they need the body of Christ. They think they have all that they need. And God never called anyone to be an island. He called us all to be a part of a body. Nowhere does he say he calls anyone to be an island to themselves. Amen. I do not have everything and you do not have everything, but all of us have something that someone else needs. Amen. I need what you have. I need what God has placed inside of you. And guess what? You need what God has placed inside of me. And that's why he's connected us and brought us together. And we allow each and every part to flow together. Then all of a sudden we have the fullness of God. Amen. Because every part has value and every part is important. And Hebrews chapter 3. Verse number 12. There's a warning. The writer of Hebrew gives a warning. He says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. Now, he gives a warning, but he tells us how to overcome this. Amen? We're overcomers, right? And he gives us instructions how to overcome as the body. He tells us to do what? But exhort one another daily. Amen. How many know that we need more encouragement than once a week? Amen. How many know that we need to be encouraged every day? How many know, right now I use the Facebook and I use our Greatest Freedom Ministry page to put a word out every day to encourage people. Amen. To encourage them. Because he says exhort one another daily, or encourage one another daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Harden not your hearts as when the children of Israel provoked God, and none of them, besides Joshua and Caleb and the next generation, was able to go through the Jordan into the promise. They provoked God to anger, and they were left in the wilderness and died in the wilderness and never got an opportunity to step into to the glory or to the promise of God. And God says, don't let the adversary deceive you to steal the glory that God has for you. To step into the promise, to step into the provision also. So this calls for the discernment, we're discerning what's right and what's wrong in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 17. Are y'all with me? He says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. What does the word tell us to do? He says, for you and I to be steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. But he gives us instructions. How do we do this? But grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Now, if the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down every stronghold, I have to know the word of God to pull down them strongholds. Amen. And as we're studying to show ourselves approved, we're workmen that need not be ashamed, we're divine, the word of truth. We know we're in the last days. We know the adversary is trying to deceive the body of Christ. We know there's things that are coming to this nation and this world. There's an end time revival. I'm thankful for the end time revival, but this is the season for the Gentiles, and then it opens the door back for the Jews. Again, in Romans 11, the Apostle Paul said, if God would break the natural branch and graft in the unnatural branch, which is the Gentile, how much more would he graft back in the natural branch, which is the Jews? So you have the season for the Jews, you have the dispensation or the time for the Gentiles, and this is our time, but then it goes back to the Jew. Listen to me. In God's word, the Gentiles will reign with Christ for 1,000 years on this earth, millennial reign of Christ. And then there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and the Jews take back their place in the inner courts, and the Gentiles are on the outer court. But rather you're on the inner court or the outer court, you'll be in the glory of God. Hallelujah. So you see this. Remember something that one of the Lords was speaking to me about. We are Gentiles in Christ Jesus. We'll never be a Jew. And a Jew will never be a Gentile. Amen? But we're all servants of Christ. The Jew will come to Christ as well as the Gentile. Amen? So we find, thirdly, we have the seducers. The perverse, I'll call it. In Acts chapter 20, verse number 28, the Apostle Paul says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers, and feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm feeding you manna. I'm feeding you the bread of life. I'm feeding you God's word. Amen. Because the only thing the adversary can steal from you and I is what we're confused about. Amen? If we're not confused about it, he can't steal it from us. For I know this, that after my departing, grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And also of yourselves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw disciples away, disciples after them. In other words, it's almost the truth, but it's not the truth. It sounds really good, amen. But again, what he is saying, it's feeding the flesh and not the Spirit of God. So the Lord tells us that he gives us the pattern in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. The Apostle Paul says in verse 10, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me in Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Why? For they're giving heed to seducing spirits and to doctrines of devils. So God reminds you and I to hold on to the promise. And when I was looking at the promise in John 8:31, Jesus instructed you and I, if you continue in my word, you shall be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man come to the Father but by me. So what we're looking at here also is he gives us the solution, okay? How do you, to solve this, the Apostle Paul wrote to his student Timothy again in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse number 6. He says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. So tonight, what the Lord is saying to us tonight is, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The Spirit is speaking to instruct us, to inform us, to instill God's word in us, to keep us from the separation by the deception and departing, that we're to have Holy Ghost discernment. Beware of the seducers that perverse God's word. They give us a pattern because they twist the doctrine. And God says you'll be free by standing in on the truth. Amen. So he is saying to us that in the time that we're in the last days. And the Spirit is wanting to get our attention. Amen. That we're in the latter times. And some shall depart. Some shall depart. Why? Because they will not hold on to sound doctrine, and unsound doctrine cannot keep them. Amen. Let me tell you something. For your flesh, sin feels pretty good. Amen. All with me? How many could just, if you have something really good to eat, can just keep on eating it? How many know you can be a glutton, all right? You know, because we're to be good stewards of everything, right? Even in what we take and what we're doing. And God's just warning us that we're in the last days. And just because someone's falling away and someone's not staying up, don't let it have an effect on you. Continue to love them, minister to them. But don't, the Bible says that the negative ones that are falling away are trying to draw others to fall away with them so they feel comfortable at falling away. In other words, if you had a group of people leave, it feels better than just you left. All right. So the Lord tells us to beware in this time that we're in, that in this dispensation of times, in the times of the Gentiles, we're in the last days. We're in the latter times that the apostle was speaking about when he was writing to his student Timothy. And next week we'll go into the next place where it says we're looking at the perilous times. Amen. Amen. Anybody have any questions or thoughts? Everybody get all the fill-ins? All right. Father, we thank you for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do to every heart and every life, Father God. And Lord, may we not just be hearers, but may we be doers of your word. Father God, you're giving us revelation and understanding in the time that we're in, and what's taking place in our world, and what's taking place in the body of Christ and the things that are around us. Father God, may we be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, Father God. May we minister to the body, Father God. May our gifts be functioning and operating amongst the body, Father God. Use us for your glory. Use us for your kingdom and honor. And we'll never cease to give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.